Hello, this is James Grundig with another show on the Eclipse on decentralized.media on my show, Unrestricted Warfare. I got a returning guest who's amazing, who's been the tip of the spear in the biblical revelations of our times, in Sheila Holm, author, presenter, speaker. She connects all the dots in what's going on in the world. She's got several books out. Here's one of them. Right. Yeah, we're going to get into everything today, especially the clips. And I got a video to start there because it's next Monday. It is right in our face and it's coming very quickly.
Let's talk about the eclipse on April 8th that's happening and the connection it has with Easter. Watch this video get banned. I have a book. It's from the 1800s. Let's do this. Here's the book in all its glory. Right here it says, The Passion of the Lord from Palm Sunday to Easter Eve, April 1st to April 7th, AD 30. Let's turn a couple pages. The Resurrection and Ascension of Christ from Easter Day to Ascension Day, April 8th to May 17th, AD 30. If that's crazy, totally not crazy. Truth. Now let me walk you through each day. Palm Sunday, April 1st. Monday, April 2nd, he cleansed the temple. Tuesday, April 3rd was Jesus' last teaching. Tuesday night, Jesus told his disciples the time of his betrayal. And then on Wednesday, April 4th, he remained in Bethany until Thursday. Thursday, April 5th, they killed the lamb for the Passover meal. Evening and night of Thursday, April 5th was the Last Supper. After supper, they went to the Mount of Olives and entered the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where he is taken and held captive. Good Friday, April 6th, he was arraigned and then taken to a place called Golgotha, the place of a skull, also known as Calvary. This is where he was put on the cross. Is it really a cross? But before he was placed on the cross, he was tortured and placed in a cell overnight. Saturday, April 7th, the Sabbath. Pilate condemned him, and from 6 to 9 a.m. were the preparations for the cross. At 9 a.m., he was placed on the cross. Hung on the cross for the next 3 hours, dying. This is where it gets really... My heart's freaking racing. I never read this before. Listen. It was now noon, but such a noon as had never been seen in Judea. The position of the paschal full moon precluded the possibility of a solar eclipse, and yet a supernatural darkness rested upon all the land, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, as if to veil the last agonies of the Redeemer from the eyes of men. But far deeper than that, darkness was the gloom that weighed upon the Savior's soul as he bore the whole burden of the divine wrath for the sins of all men. He was on the cross all day until sunset, which was the beginning of the Sabbath, Saturday evening. Died in 6 hours, literally of a broken heart. Taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Sunday, April 8th, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The solar eclipse is nothing other than proof to us that it happened. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. In the solar eclipse, that was the veil. That is the proof. That is the reminder to us. Just as the rainbow is a reminder to us that God will never flood the earth again. The solar eclipse is Monday, April 8th. Then Easter Sunday is Tuesday, April 9th. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comments.
Wow, on that, I love that young lady, another citizen reporter, pulling out old books and things and educating the world. I think it's fascinating. And I agree on the rainbows, that God will never flood the earth again. And I most definitely agree on the eclipse being the veil, and Revelation is a great unveiling. Sheila, please weigh in. Great to see you.
That's why he's giving us a message. He gave us a message of peace. Now he's giving us the message of Nineveh. And the message of Nineveh, which is now Mosul and Iraq, we could end up like that. We could end up with nowhere else to go and be under that kind of life. That's what's possible. Because Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. And Assyria took the 10 tribes of the north, what they're called the lost tribes of Israel, took them captive in 721 BC. In 712 BC, Jonah arrives. Because God made Jonah go and tell them, you have 40 days before you're overthrown. So that's when the king didn't want to be overthrown. So they all cried out to God. They all fasted. Everybody did what they had to do. God relented and they lived. 100 years later, he sends Nahum to Nineveh. Nineveh is back. Gentile pagan worship, rituals, idols, everything going on exactly as it was 100 years before. God was done. So the message of Nineveh is, who will we be in this hour? Will we be standing with him, or will we be operating with the other kingdom? There's only two kingdoms. And so the Nineveh message is that, have we gone back to everything that the pilgrims got away from in England? Have we allowed tyranny to overrun everything in this nation and not protect the believers? Have we let them continue to persecute and remove the believers from the earth? Who have we been? So it's our opportunity to look at this whole process. And it's miraculous that it's on April 8th, because April 8th, in 7 days, we're going to be there. And next Monday, we're going to be there. And so that is what's happening in this nation. Now, people have been saying there's earthquakes, there's tsunamis after every full solar eclipse. We had a full coast-to-coast one in 2017, and we didn't have that. We had a full one going from the West Coast to the Gulf in 2023, and we didn't have that experience. This one goes up from the Gulf up the East Coast. You think God's going to change that? I don't think the focus is that, because he wouldn't be focusing on Nineveh. The reason why he's focusing on Nineveh, did we as a people learn the lesson? He has put his signature across this nation with the Aleph. And I don't know if we can bring up that little video, but if we can bring up that short little Hebrew video, what I was saying in November at Branson in Reawaken, when people were saying there's going to be a big X on America. Well, X is also Christ, and that's in Greek, and it's one of the symbols in Hebrew. Now, here's the other miracle that we weren't understanding before now. Remember when they said the president operates in 5D? It's
yep.
only Hebrew that operates in all of those dimensions. All of this is confirmed in just this short little Hebrew. I mean, you'd think I paid the guy to do this Hebrew little video. He describes how we don't understand, since we don't understand our culture and our language, we're Hebrew Israelites if we're grafted in. That's who we are. We're not Jewish. We are Hebrew Israelites. And so by not understanding our language and our culture, everything in it is dimensional. So every letter has a picture. Every word has pictures. The pictures add up to certain numbers. You were just mentioning some numbers. I hope you'll mention again when we
yeah,
speak
we're gonna,
before.
We'll do that in the slide deck. But let me play another video right now for the audience, because now we're in not the ancient times, now in the modern times with the eclipse and our big government, our Babylon system overreacting, in my opinion. Who knows? If they have something nefarious up, I can't say, but we all must be prepared for something. So let me play video two.
Niagara Falls has declared a state of emergency, but get this, it's for something that's going to happen in the future. In one of the strangest stories I've heard in a while, the Niagara region announced Friday that they'll be declaring a state of emergency to accommodate an upcoming once-in-a-lifetime event, a solar eclipse that's set to take place on April 8th. But it gets even stranger. At the exact same time as the eclipse, NASA will be firing three rockets into the moon's shadow, and the CERN particle accelerator will be firing up for the first time in 2 years to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. Am I the only one weirded out by this?
A lot of people are weirded out by this, I would say, right? The NASA rockets has a press release. It's a sounding rocket, whatever they are. So it sounds like NASA is going to interfere with the process of the natural process of the eclipse. There could be chemtrails. There could be weather modification. I don't know what the weather is across the path, but I'm going to look at that, you know, later in a week. Sheila, weigh in.
You don't have to be at the location to observe the eclipse. You don't have to wear special glasses and look up directly at the sun to see what's happening. All you have to do is stand in your yard and you can see it crossing, because the sun covers everything. And the moon, when it comes across and shadows it, you're going to be able to see it moving, and you're going to be able to see your shadow no matter where you're standing and how the shadow comes across. So you're going to be able to observe this. People are going crazy over gathering for this. I mean, crazy. Yep. And I think there's even airlines that have canceled flights from the 7th to the 10th, because it's just like enough. You know, they don't want to be flying over that area. So why are the airlines not wanting to fly over that area? What is planned?
Yeah, what
it's
is
not
planned?
God
because,
doing it.
You know, there's talk about a radiological biochemical team in Oklahoma, right? That's been activated. There's U.S. National Guard across different states. Niagara Falls, Cleveland, Ohio, the entire state of Ohio is under a emergency declaration. So parts of Oklahoma and Texas. So it's not just Niagara Falls, New York, or Canada, or anything like that. I find the whole thing interesting. They want to prevent trucks on the road for traffic reasons, I guess. So there's going to be a disruption to the supply chain. Surprise, surprise. So, yeah, I don't trust the government at all. Nothing with the government do I trust. Going back to the fall of 2019 with the whole COVID psyop and everything coming out. All the truth's coming out. And I don't believe the media and the big media, and I don't believe the big government whatsoever.
No, there's too much rattling and chattering about this. And it's specific. You notice how it's main corporations, main institutions,
yes.
NASA, CERN, it's the main ones. CERN's symbol is a 666. That's what you saw flying in there from the left.
Correct.
It was a little hard to depict because it was narrow, but it's a 666 design.
I agree. Let me jump into the PowerPoint deck because we're going to continue to talk about the eclipse of eclipses, right? The veil, right? Fascinating. So this is eclipse to light. We're going to light, people. You're going to have to make a choice. This is the moment you're going to have to choose what side you're going to be on. If you're a grifter or controlled opposition, maybe you want to drop that nonsense. This is, you're going to have to choose between kingdoms, as Sheila said. You can continue the Babylon system and think that's going to protect you. It's not. It's going to dispose of you. You think the money system is going to protect you? It's not. You really have to think about what you're doing. Do you believe in God? Well, now's a good time to go find out. So you know where to find me? Unrestricted Warfare on Rumble.com. So this is fascinating. This is only two of the three eclipses. 2017 and next week. And look at how it crosses the United States. And then we look at the logo of the U.S. Space Command, Space Force. Look at that logo. Crosses the United States more or less in the same way. Sheila, weigh in.
Well, there's a whole history behind NASA, behind all of this about the space structure, SpaceX, Skylab. I mean, all this stuff that they're doing. We're living in very, very interesting times. They're even trying to set up a residence in other parts of space. We're living in very interesting times.
No question. And speaking of interesting, the gematria, I got into this 3 or 4 years ago. I always found this interesting. You could type in words like my name, James, in there, and you get what numbers you are, so on, in the Jewish, right? The English, simple stuff like that. But then you could type in numbers as well. And so April 8th is a leap year. Therefore, it only comes once every 4 years. And this leap year is a very special leap year. It's the 99th day of the year, not 98. 99 into Gematria produces the first result, Noah. We are living in the times of Noah, correct, Sheila?
Yes. Yes. The Canaanites. And everybody said, no, Sheila, that was taken care of. And when the ark landed, it all started out with righteous people. And I said, did God not say Noah was the only righteous one? I mean, that was very clearly defined.
Yep.
Because he didn't marry a righteous person. Their children were not righteous. And Nimrod was his great grandson who said he went to the sun and came back as a sun god Baal. So, and Cush, his son, was cut into many pieces. All of these historical memorabilia of the other kingdom are identical. Osiris was cut into multiple pieces and it was put all throughout the country. Same with Cush, the father of Noah. I mean, and then Noah was killed. And then the mom had a child that she was supposedly pregnant with Noah's child. And that's Tammuz that they keep trying to bring back with the four Advent candles at Christmas to have him reincarnate on December 25. The same history with Osiris when he was cut into the pieces. She formed the piece that was missing and had sex with it and said that her child was now a god. I mean, this is their stories are identical, passed on generation to generation, and all their gods are dead.
All their gods are dead, and that's why they're actually praying and worshiping and sacrificing to false gods. That is for sure.
Yes.
I'm with you. The Key Bridge collapse. This is fascinating, right? Let's talk about this. It happened exactly at 1:28 in the morning last week, and 1:28 into Gematria produces CERN, no less. Not a coincidence at all. And in fact, 1:28 on the Key Bridge, what happened? 20 of the construction workers were on lunch, or what they call break, on the graveyard shift. So from 1 to 1:30 in the morning, I've worked the graveyard shift in the heavy highway construction 25 years ago. I've done it. You take a lunch break from 1 to 1:30, you get off the bridge for safety reasons, right? It's live traffic, you have a lane closures. You eat and you come back and you continue working. That is what happened. So this happened exactly. If this was a Black Hat operation, they would have done it earlier, like 10 at night, 9 at night, with a lot of traffic and killed a lot of people. They did not. This is minimalizing life to begin with. So this tells me it's a White Hat operation. It's an alliance operation. Why? Because they want to show us per the Q code post, which is what? Which is 3898, the key that opens all doors, the start of what? The revelation of child trafficking, which is done through container ships. So now that we have a salvage operation going on in the port, right? You got a special unit of the Coast Guard, an elite unit that's going to go through every container box there. And on top of that, other ships are supposed to come into Baltimore are now being rerouted to other ports, and they're going to go through special inspections. All this is factual. So the question is, what are they going to find? Adrenochrome, baby parts, live human beings, dead human beings in the containers? I don't know, but I believe we're going to get a big reveal in the coming weeks. Sheila, weigh in.
That is exactly what is going on, because they also shared a video. And what did the video say? Okay, did you stop the traffic on this side? Okay, did you stop the traffic on the other side? The video from that ship confirms that they made sure that all traffic stopped and nobody was on the bridge at the time of this.
Yeah,
called it a steering problem. And there's three steering. I'm not a mechanic, but the guys have confirmed that ship had three steering. You have two backups. So if one steering was not working properly, the other two would. And the video shows where that ship exactly backed into that one specific area of the bridge. And boom, everything went down. And it would not go down if it was not planned in advance.
Correct. And it looked like they're shaped charges on top, which is also a White Hat operation. They wanted to collapse the entire bridge. And what they found now is this sonar image underwater, under the Baltimore Harbor there, showing the damage of bridge and stuff like that. But this also rests on a high-pressure gas pipeline coming out of Baltimore Harbor going out to the ocean. So I find that interesting. So that's now the excuse or cover story for the White Hats through the U.S. Coast Guard to now take their sweet time and begin searching all of these ships, right? This is not the Evergreen that's stuck in the Suez Canal 3 years ago. This is different. This is now in our turf, our backyard, and now we have an opportunity to see what is going to be revealed, and I think it's going to be well-timed, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, because they had no notice, and this is, when they're done with our children here, they transport them. That's what Mercy and Comfort were about. Those are major, major ports. And yep. If they're done with the children here, or they're rejecting too much and they can't get them to cooperate, they ship them out of the U.S. And people didn't know any of this was going on. Even at that time, they didn't know.
That's correct. So just to throw this, Ron Paul, Senate calls out of control spending national security threat. Of course it is. But this is part of the plan, right? You know, the globalists want to reset the world. And the White Hat said, sure, go ahead, let's reset it. But now the White Hat said, well, we're going to do it at warp speed. So warp speed wasn't just related to vaccines. It's to everything. We're going to do it at warp speed, and we're going to reset it on our timing, not your timing. And we're going to disrupt your plans, because the Agenda 2030 plan has other events behind it. And now they're putting things out of sequence, throwing off the timing, disrupting and delaying. This is, to me, another alliance operation, which is to crash the financial system on our timing, not the Black Hats. Sheila.
Their playbook never changes. So they don't have God's wisdom. They only have their personal wisdom. And that's the gift we're finding out about Hebrew, is that Hebrew has the multi-dimensions. And so when you're operating in third, fourth, and fifth dimension, you can only do that when you're tight with the Father. That's what I've been saying for the last 10 years in interviews. Your main goal right now is get tight with the Father. Get so tight with the Father that you know what he's thinking. You know what he's saying. You can hear him even when he whispers. And it was so profound to start hearing this from people. I am starting to hear him. Some people have been trying this for 4, 5, 6 years. They're finally getting tight enough and quiet enough to hear Father, because that's what's going to get us through this. That's all that gets you through the storm. So our
Right.
guys know and are connected at that level. And that's how it makes such a difference, because the enemy is not.
Yep. Let's talk about this interesting finding. You had a discussion with Juan O'Savin, a frequent guest on my show. Talk to us about this palindrome of April. Whole bunch, 10 dates, it looks like. Go ahead, Sheila.
These 10 days are exactly the same forwards and backwards. And what I'm doing in that 45-point book right now, I was calling our friend Juan to say, you're not going to believe this. God not only has me researching it backwards, and now he won't even let me do anything other than write the book backwards. And he said, that's right, Sheila. They do everything backwards. They've done our economy backwards. They've done everything backwards. So you have to do it backwards so they can read it forward, because that's the only way it's going to be easier to understand. And it was funny, because I often, you know, go to God about what he says. And now this time I went to him about what God said, because he was saying the exact same wording God said. And this 10 days are so exciting to me, because you can go forwards or backwards and you still end up with the same day.
Yeah, so, absolutely amazing. Yep, it's on our plan, our time.
Yes.
I'm just to tell the audience, be aware, starting obviously now, but certainly from April 8th to the end of the month, absolutely. And as that woman said in the first video, we got 40 days of, I'm not sure what it's called, Pentecost or something, where it goes from April 8th, it's going to go all the way to the 18th of May. And she talked about the 17th of May. So we're going to have a period there that is going to be really fascinating to watch, right? You're going to see a lot of the storm, financial and otherwise, really hit the world and wake people up. Sheila.
Well, in the heart of those 10 days that go forwards and backwards, in the very heart of that is the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And the 23rd, and again, we start at sundown the day before. So from sundown on the 22nd, that is the 23rd for us, that's Passover. Then the 24th, starting at sundown on the 23rd, is unleavened bread. Then the very next sundown is first fruit. So those three are right in the heart of the 10 days that you can go forwards and backwards, and it's still the same day.
Absolutely amazing. Let's talk about you for a moment, hisbest.org. Your books, you're on book, what, number six, or you're writing 7 and 8 now? Where are you at on your, for the sake of America? Go ahead.
Well, 6 and 7 were not going out fast enough, and they weren't getting completed. And I didn't know I was going to be writing this 45-point book. But second edition, Nation Restoration. So those three are on the front burner, holding there until this 45-point book gets done. The 45 points are how they've destroyed our nation. They did it to all the other nations, and then unbeknownst to us, they proclaimed it and did it in our nation. And so I have to research that backwards and now write it backwards to read it forward. So I've had to flip absolutely everything. As soon as that one's done, it makes sense to me now, because in those 45 points, there are items that are going to complete book 6, which is For the Sake of America in the Beginning, dot, 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 in America. I'm going to go back from the very beginning, because point 43 is how they took us over before we were self-governing. That's what they have to do. And they did it to us absolutely, completely. And they did things to us that we thought were legal and proper to do, but they knew from Europe how to do it. They brought their people here to do it to us, and we were completely unaware. So it's going to enhance 6 and 7 is in the beginning, dot, 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 in ancient times, because it's absolutely the same evil program against us from the very beginning of time. And so I'm going to explain it from both perspectives in 6 and 7. In the Nation Restoration second edition, Flynn knew back in June of 21 when he got my books, he knew right away. He said, I want the second edition. I said, it's just my story. And who needs more of my story? And he goes, you've got a lot more to tell. And in 21, I'd already been asked by the federal grand jury to file the case in San Diego. Citizens don't get judges in prison. Citizens don't get to file the grand jury case. It's done by the FBI, researched by the FBI, investigated by the FBI, turned over to the grand jury, get the indictment, and U.S. attorney prosecutes. Well, I did all that regarding the judges, but they left me out in the wind. And so now the grand jury case has got our president's White House case number on it in 2017. And so this book is going to include all of that and how they were able to do that and get away with it in our justice system. So in second edition, Nation Restoration does have a lot, because I know the story. I know how to connect the dots. And so, and here's what's funny. When Juan was just on Michael Jaco, he said, well, you know, I just interviewed that Sheila Holm, and Juan goes on and on about Sheila Holm. Is at the hour 3 minute mark. People were telling me all about it. So I finally went back and listened, but he said I had 27 books, and I thought, why would he say 27 instead of 18? So I called my prayer partner and I said, we need to pray, because Juan just said I've got 27 books. And she goes, Sheila, you've got 18, but how many are on the front burner? And I said, four. And she said, so that would make how many? I said, 22. And she said, how many are still on the back burner from the book series? I said, five. She said, five and 22 is how much, Sheila? I said, oh my God, 27. She said, Juan is more on top of this than you are right now, and they're your books. So
it's pretty funny. So
he's amazing.
No, I love Juan. So I want to tie into the cue clock, right? The Mickey Mouse clock has been on several cue posts. Always had two hands up like this, right? One was at 10, one was at 2. Mm-hmm. Well, researcher did a real short video saying, well, what if, like, the dates, you got to invert, speaking the language of the black hats, you got to invert everything, right? Mm-hmm. Everything backwards. Well, let me
everything play. Backwards.
Everything mm-hmm. backwards. Let me play a short video to back up this idea. It's a short video. Here we go. So what if 10-2 is actually 4-8, which is the eclipse next Monday? So it's not just the eclipse, and like you said, it's a all-star cast of the big enemy, CERN, NASA, big government, state governments, all coming together to try to, I guess, what, scare away human beings from experiencing the eclipse, right? I mean, you know, what do they do? Are they going to try to blot out the viewing of the eclipse with chemtrails and weather modification? I don't know. But I don't trust anything on the other side, is all I'm going to say. But this is going to be a very interesting event. But maybe we're going to get some reveals to the truth on that day. Sheila.
Well, and it also reverses and goes backwards from the 10-2. Remember the 10 dark days? They were considering it to be the 10 days they removed in 1582 when they came out with the Gregorian calendar. So they totally messed up our Hebrew calendar. So they took us out of our rhythm and out of the seasons with the Father. So they did that. What if that is now reversed, where these 10 days that go forwards and backwards, that becomes the days of focus? And it seems like it, from what that video included with the woman you were just covering at the beginning of the program, where she was saying that this is going to go on for the 40 days and the 10 days would be pretty much in the middle of that.
Yeah, no, I think it's fascinating. Let's play another video. This is a young woman, excuse the language, but she's passionate. She knows what's coming, which is the reveal about the human trafficking, the abominations. 1 minute, but I like her passion, and she wants to get the word out there for those.
If you're not a conspiracy theorist, everything that is going to start coming out is going to make you shit your pants. If you are a conspiracy theorist, you are going to be enraged that people are starting to, oh my God, this is really what's happening. I hope you're ready, because shit is about to start hitting the fan. I hope you're ready for the truth to come out. I hope you're ready to hear about things that you never thought could have even existed. I know it's dark, I know it's twisted, and it's heavy, but this is literally what we're here for. Do you realize that, like, this can't go on? There's a lot of stuff coming out about children's TV shows. Yo, that's the tip of it. That's nothing. But it's better for the truth to come out and for people who had no clue to now be made aware of the severity of it. And no, we didn't make this shit up. Conspiracy theorists wish they made this shit up.
She's talking about adrenochrome harvesting mm-hmm. of live children under terror, butchering, mm-hmm. cannibalism. Talking about child sex trafficking, human trafficking, which 107's talked about. Talking about all that. Talking about looking at centers. Got the tunnel system between under Gaza and Israel. You got Ukraine is one of the hubs of the global cabal. I'm talking about the reptilian, evil, cannibal cabal, right? Children. All of this truths are coming out. And Jesus, Sheila, never promised the truth was going to be pretty or going to be well packaged or a gift wrap. He just says the truth is going to do what? Set us free? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the Gaza, they're trying to do in the Gaza. I would just, now that you mentioned that, there is a special thing that I just shared about what they said about what a man said about the Gaza that matches exactly what they've done to us before globally.
Go ahead.
This is what the guy said, Michigan Republic Representative Tim Walberg on Gaza. We shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid to Gaza. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima, get it over quick. And I think we shared in our last interview, but I'll share it briefly now. Number one and two is about the atomic age. And number one and two is about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, why did they take out Hiroshima and Nagasaki? We were all thinking it was our counter to Pearl Harbor, not knowing that they did China and Russia funding from America. It made Japan upset because they were being targeted by China and Russia and funded by America against this little island of Japan. So then they sacrificed their lives and did kamikaze flights to Pearl Harbor. They wanted us to get into World War II, and that's what got us into World War II. And all the guys that said it shall go down in infamy came from FDR. They were all behind the scenes making it happen.
Yep.
And so now it's the same thing. So we allowed those scientists to come to America, build these big atomic bombs. And I said, God, if you want this to be in the 45-point book, then you're going to have to give me something more than just Hiroshima has the most population of believers in the Lord, and Nagasaki has been an all-Christian nation from the very, very beginning, not
Wow.
nation, but city. And back in the 15 and 1600s, they were killing 10 and 20 thousands at a time. And so that's their history on Nagasaki. And I didn't know much about Nagasaki because they only mentioned Hiroshima.
I'm
So
only
then what
hearing
God,
this for the first time now. And I grew
wow.
up, my father, my father and mother survived World War II. They came over to the United States, both from Norway. Of course, they met each other at the Norwegian wedding in Brooklyn, naturally in 46, right? That kind of story there, right? But what's interesting is, wow, I always thought it was. That is where the manufacturing base was for the Japanese army, were in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, but it wasn't. They're trying to destroy Christians, and FDR was an Illuminati Freemason, 33rd degree, correct?
Yeah, and this is what they've done from the beginning of time. That's what the Georgia Guidestones are about. It all goes back to Genesis 3:2:2.
Former Georgia
It's
Guidestones, which were destroyed
yes.
on July 6, 2022. Keep going, Sheila.
Yeah. Well, I said, God, I'm gonna have to have more proof than this, and I'm still waiting for the map. But there's a guy that was in World War II and he knew he was supposed to get in touch with me. This is just like the other day I said I can't go higher on this and I can't find the research on that because I don't know how to find the guy. I know his name, but I can't find him. And boom, Juan calls. And we would talk about everything else. And at the end of the call, he goes, oh yeah, my reason for the call, I was prompted to call you. Had all the information I needed. This is what's happening when you're operating in a different dimension than just staying in what you see or
Yep.
hear in current day. So this guy has the maps. I'm still waiting for the maps. And the maps, he said, you're supposed to have these. And I said, well, what are they? And they said, well, when we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we didn't just go over it and drop a bomb. The
No.
maps have all the targeting points, and they targeted the very largest church in Hiroshima and the very biggest church in Nagasaki. It was all planned detonation of them in their facilities.
So it was so America was run by the cabal based in the military. And the military was supposed to destroy us through Agenda 2030, but it didn't work out that way, right? Some of the military is clearly infiltrated by the Fourth Reich. Some are infiltrated by Marxists. Some are certainly run by the satanic pedophiles, but not all of our military is sold out on the agenda of Freemasonry and Illuminati, are they?
No, in fact, did we cover the military accountability letter? It came
No.
out on January 1 at 4 a.m., just like when our guys
Oh,
took down the
I had Mr. Miller on my show for that. I did.
okay. And it came out at 4 a.m. because that's their structure. The way you counter their structure is you hit them at the time of that. And number four is their structure. Same as Georgia Guidestones,
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Yep. That is amazing. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Apparently he had a big loss, initially. $400 or $500 million bond, totally insane for a traffic ticket in New York. Then that got reduced to 175, but in between, his 29-month investment into a digital platform has reaped him billions of dollars, billions. So suddenly went from the poorhouse and the outhouse to the rich house, and now, but now his 175 is able to put it up. Talk to us about where this money might lead to. Where will it go?
Well, that's what's so funny. He doesn't owe anything, and there are no damages. He didn't owe anybody. He didn't have any outstanding loans. He didn't have any mechanics liens. He didn't have anything like what they're doing to us to get us out of our homes. And there's really funny memes coming out with Trump all in fishing gear. You know, you go out in the water and you got all those long things, and they've got him with the reel. And every time a new one comes out, it's another Trump property, and he snatches it away before she can put her hands on it. It's hilarious. But by giving them this cash, now we get to track where all that cash goes
Digital
because they got
cash.
nobody to pay.
They got the money laundering. The white hats are going to track it all. You're absolutely right. I'm going to find out
He
who's
doesn't know
behind
anybody.
it. And it's going to take down whoever's behind the judge, because there are masters behind that judge who's just a puppet up in New York. This.
Well, and to make a big deal about getting rid of the boyfriend, get rid of the boyfriend, and then what? You know, so all of these court cases, the Georgia case, the New York case, we're finding out everything that's happening behind the scenes. It's enjoyable if you can just sit back and listen to what's going on and realize we're getting reveal exposure that we never knew. Now, I knew it because I've been in the court system and I know the underbelly of it. And I did not know I was the only person, let alone just a private citizen, who ever put one judge in prison, because it takes the watchdog agency of attorneys years to get one judge moved off the bench. And so I didn't know, but they had messed up my corporation, and they had everything they did to me was unlawful. They backed up everything that was unlawful and everybody that was operating unlawfully. I was not happy, and so I took him to task. And but I had no idea that what that would mean for the rest of my life. But if I had not watched all of this happen to us at these key points in time, I wouldn't be able to easily explain how they're doing it, why they're doing it, what they're doing it for, what it means to them. And it wouldn't make as much difference in the information I'm sharing now. I never planned to be this kind of a writer or author. I never planned to. I think I'll go to Georgia someday and talk about how King George set us up. And then when they were done with him, they took him out. And all they do is poison people. But then remember the meaning in Latin of a virus and all these viruses they're doing, they're made in the lab and they are a venom, comma, a poison. So all this stuff they're doing to us, somebody just sent me Havana syndrome this morning. And so I sent it to my specialist and she said, whoa. All this bioweapon targeting that they did to you and that they got a patent on in 2017 is just another version of the Havana syndrome that they went against the military with. And so all this is being done to us. When are we going to not allow them to keep doing this to us? It's up to we the people.
It absolutely is. Now, I have your PowerPoint on the eclipse. Should I pull it up and we talk about that a little bit?
Sure, we can.
Yeah, I just want a refresher for the audience before we get into, because the eclipse is 7 days away. Let's go take a quick look at this with Sheila. Go ahead, Sheila.
Well, these are the three, and no one was ever talking about the third one that came in from Salem and went down through Texas. No one is mentioning that when they're only mentioning the X on America. So that's where we were back in 22 when we were in the green room back in the back. And they were going, no, God's going to be targeting America. He's putting an X. Well, an X in Hebrew becomes the cross, which is our salvation. And that X is over this amazing location. So these are the three. Back in 22, I was talking about this. And then we had 17 locations already of reawaken. And then the very next slide will show you the areas in 2017 where it went through seven states. With the name Salem as a city in those main states. Now, Tennessee, we just got a clip of Tennessee, but these are the states that it went through and over the town of Salem, which
Yeah.
means peace, shalom, peaceful, safe, complete, perfect. Salem in the Bible is Jerusalem. And in the very middle of Jerusalem are three very key letters, USA. And the meaning of seven is fullness, completion, symbol of wholeness, harmony, and perfection. So this is what was happening in 2017. He put that first line across America, and it's very rare. The next one's not going to happen for 2024 or 25 years. And that one is going to, they're calling it a full eclipse, but it's only Montana and North Dakota. That's not very much of an eclipse. But these two lines of 17 and 23 end up forming a cross with 2024. So we have two crosses. We have the angled letter A, and that stands for EL, which is the Lord over all in Hebrew, Elohim El Shaddai. The next slide will show us exactly what's happening in 24, is that it goes over six cities named Nineveh, and the answer of six. Now, to me, it looks like a golf wedge. If anybody golfs, it's like a golf wedge. And those six are Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. And those are the six of the 13 states it's going to go through. There's one way over in Virginia, but that's not on the direct path. No, so God focused me on six. Okay. Yep. So the next slide shows us that letter six does look like a golf wedge. And I'm not saying I've had to use that very much, but anyway, that six is the structure of the relationship with the Father and the connection with the Father. And now the Nineveh lesson for us is that Jonah resisted against the assignment. How many times have we resisted the assignment God gives us? And yet, when he finally went, he had 100% result. All 120,000 aligned with the Father. Then Nahum went 100 years later, and you can see at the very end, now it's only the books at the end of the Old Testament are Jonah, then Micah, then Nahum.
Yep.
And Nahum went 100 years later in 612 BC, and it was confirmed they returned to the former status. They were all back in Gentile and pagan worship and rituals, which is where America is. And so they were warned, and if you look at the very end of Nahum, you can see throughout Nahum, God scattered them here, scattered them there, et cetera, et cetera. But the 10 lost tribes, they're still called the 10 lost tribes because nobody knew where they went. If you have a 1611 King James Bible, people keep saying, well, I've got a King James Bible and there's no Apocrypha in it. Well, the Apocrypha was only in the 1611 version of that Bible. And in the 1611, it was in the center of the Bible. And it confirms that God lifted up the water from the mouth of the Euphrates, and they walked for a year and a half. Some are the first peoples of Canada, the others Native Americans in America. And they spread all throughout the world to uninhabited lands. And God gave that to them. And at the very end of the book of Nahum, you'll see where God is telling the king, you will not know where they are. And that's why to this day they've been called the lost tribes of Israel. But Nineveh never straightened themselves out. So now Assyria is no longer a nation. Nineveh was the capital. And the location of Nineveh today is Mosul in Iraq.
Yep, fascinating. It really is. So let's talk about the year. Go ahead.
Yeah, the year 5784, we're in this until October 3. And that's God's grace and perfection, new beginnings and creation. And on October 3, it changes to a 5.
Grace to grace.
The year 5785. So we go from grace to grace. So wow. God's giving us a chance. And 2025 is when they were going to go all electric. They were going to go, I mean, everything. Newsom had all these plans for 2025 where California is going to be locked down and you're not going to want to live there unless you live like they want you to live in the 15-minute cities and all electric cars that can only go 200 miles every time you charge it for 10 hours.
It's not going to happen. People are waking up to the climate hoax fraud, the carbon tax fraud, a big protest in Canada yesterday. Right, smart cities. People are actually wising up. And when you have more of a mass die-off of the vaccine, unfortunately, later this year, late spring, summer, you're going to have a lot more people wake up. And if you throw in the financial collapse, a great reset, and that the masses, the people of the world, see a small group of people that were back behind 9/11, JFK assassination, right? They're behind COVID-19. They're behind the financial ruins. behind your debt and slave, when they see this, when they make start making these connections inside their minds, and the truth upwells in them, it's game over. It we're never you're not Newsom won't be in power in 2025 if this happens. None of them will be in power. They're going to be removed, in my opinion. We'll have new elections.
They're trying to put him up for president.
I don't see an election this year at all. My person, I don't care about it. I don't see it. I see we go through a grieving period instead, go through a healing period instead, when the ugly truth is that young woman said, oh, excuse the expression, but the shit's going to hit the fan. She's right. Fans can be turned on high. When you learn the truth, it is brutal, right? And you see how evil the enemy is. Well, there's going to be no appetite for election anywhere in the world rest of this year once that truth comes out. Thus, I see there's not going to be a Christmas this year because that's a false holiday, right? That's a satanic holiday. Mm-hmm. The 1st of January is a fake New Year. Again, mm-hmm. part of the satanic holiday. And we're going back to April 1, not Fool's Day, but April 1st being the actual New Year. That is coming. And I expect elections, the real elections in America, to be in 2025 in spring, run by the military, one day, one vote. Got to be a citizen. That's what I see coming.
Now, the April 1, and they're calling April 8 a new year, a celestial new year. SG Anon was saying something about all of that. And
yep.
I'm like, how did April become the new year? Because for us in Hebrew, the Rosh Hashanah is the new year, and that's the celebration of the trumpets. And that's October 3 for us this year.
But the ancient times, I believe the actual new year begins in April. It begins in spring. Oh. Think logically. You know, in the northern hemisphere, spring. Spring is rebirth. This is the start. Winter is a kind of a death or passing. And then the beginning of a new cycle is in spring. So it makes seasonal sense for a new year to begin in spring, just in my opinion.
I don't know. I do know that the inauguration was not in January. The inauguration. Now, when Lincoln was killed, he was 42 days into his second term.
Yep.
And he was killed on April, was it April 15 when he
yep.
was killed?
Yes.
Tax so
day.
He was 42 days.
Celebrate his death, his assassination.
Yeah, that's why they dedicated the soldier monument to him. They knew he knew the truth. The only way to get through this is to get tight with the Father and come back to truth. But I mean, even the pastors have told me, you know, Sheila, you say a lot about the Old Testament. It's just some good old history. And I said, if you think it's only history and we shouldn't learn from it, I'm feeling sorry for you, because
no,
it's not
I'm
just good old history.
So let's talk about the red heifer, because now there are six red heifers sent from Texas over to Israel for sacrifice, not by Christianity, even though the Christians look at it as like a sign. And I understood, my research recently showed there were 9 red heifer sacrifice in the old days, but that Jesus was the 10th sacrifice on the cross. He's the final sacrifice. He is the second and final covenant with God. He is the updating of Moses' laws. Jesus is. And that for them to do a ancient pagan Old Testament kind of sacrifice in Israel is not really the Christian way, not in my view at all. Sheila, weigh in on the red heifer.
It's even deeper. They're trying to do a man's plan to rebuild the temple. They're choosing the location. I was in the meetings on this. When I spoke with Dr. Artis last March, I may have mentioned this. I went from Houston over to San Antonio to halt hospital homicide. First time I ever talked about being targeted and coming through the bioweapon targeting. And then what happened is I went back to Houston because they said they had special meetings they wanted me to attend. Who'd they want me to attend with? The farmer and his family who gave the red heifers and had them shipped over to Israel. And then they had all the men flown in from Israel who were setting this whole thing up. And they're trying to say it's God's plan.
It's not. That
everything they've done is their plan. And how, because I can't tell you what God's going to do. because Jesus sits at the right hand and he doesn't even know what the Father's going to do. So if he doesn't know dates or times, I don't need to know dates or times. And they're trying to say when it's going to happen. They're trying to say where it's going to happen. They've already provided the place. They've already got the heifers in the area for the place, and they want to be sacrificing, blood sacrificing those heifers in that new temple. And Jesus formed a whip at the time when he decided they weren't doing in the temple what they, you shouldn't do anything like this in the temple. He was the one who brought the whip and turned over the tables of the money changers and said, this is not our, this is not us. Get all of this out. And it's the only time where he gave his warning, woe be to you. Woe, woe, woe. And only
That's
did
why
that
it
once in an
showed
interview.
some righteous anger.
Righteous anger.
That's exactly what he did. So what's interesting is the Temple Mount is the man plan for this third temple, when actually the original temple is probably located closer to the city of David, not on the mount at all. So there's been a lot of archaeological research that, like, the temple was never built on the Temple Mount. Go ahead, Sheila.
Well, I've not been to Israel, but the Temple Mount where is all locked down. And it's all locked down and all controlled by the Muslims. Why is that taking place? So but I've not been to Israel, but when I saw pictures of Israel, it's disgusting how they've turned everything into sightseeing tours. They've turned everything into and enclosed everything. So it's not even in the original environment or anything. So when people say, why haven't you been to Israel? I've not been drawn to go to Israel. We're going to find out the truth about Israel that we don't know right now. We know a little bit of it because of the Gaza conversation. We know a little bit more about it because they're trying to get rid of the focus of the Suez Canal and put a whole nother canal in that doesn't even make any sense. But to control it from another area, we need to become awake as to exactly what's going on because we've been buffaloed as to what we think Israel is.
I'm with you. In fact, Israel precision airstrike destroyed the Iranian embassy in Damascus yesterday, killing some.
Yes.
I thought consulates and embassies were off target, but apparently not. And obviously, Iran is already talking about a response coming, some revenge, Iranian style. So I can assure you they're going to do it. And it looks like this is going to push towards, I guess, if they're going to inflame the entire Muslim world, trying to force to build a third temple on the Temple Mount, it's really going to be disruptive. What's coming?
Well, what did that Michigan representative? Why is a Michigan representative of the United States saying, let's blow up Gaza just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki? What difference does it make? Who are these people that are sitting in those seats in Congress? But there was a summary, and I don't have that chart, but there's a summary of all the people that have dual residencies in Israel. Now, you and I can't do that.
It's 90% of the people. I could have done it in Norway up to 21 years old, but I didn't see the purpose way back when I was young. And I still don't see the purpose. I wouldn't want to be part of a socialist country like Norway, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't.
Well, and the two of us, well, they wanted me to do it because my grandmother was born in England, my grandfather was and grandmother were born in Norway, and so all three were born in other countries, and I could have gotten citizen or passports with those other countries. But you and I traveling, we have to give up a passport. So you have to choose, will it be America or will it be this other country? So why did they want us to go through this whole process to get all these other passports? What was that about when they wouldn't let us do that? So if we cannot operate that way in this world, why do our congressional representatives, and that Congress means House and Senate. People often think Congress is only the House. Congress is both. What do you call a group of geese that anyway, it's called a Congress. And that's what they do. They're sitting there squawking. We raised geese and ducks and et cetera on our farm. And that noise they make, it's so funny to hear. That's what Congress is, Sheila, is just a bunch of
That's
geese. And I'm
what
like,
they've been
okay.
doing for 4 years. In fact, I turn off mainstream news because I don't want to hear politics every day in DC. I want to, we free Americans want to go live our lives. We don't want to be part of the Babylon system. We want to grow our own food. We want our own medicine. We don't want anything from these clowns, to be honest with you. They're evil.
Makes me think they are doing something about all of this, though, because have you ever noticed when they do a viral moment and they make this big speech, there's nobody sitting behind them. Have you noticed how many
Oh, yeah.
videos are like that, where it's just them at a podium in the audience portion, and there's not their entourages aren't there, their assistants aren't, there's nobody there. There's just
It's
them
almost like
talking.
a movie. It's like,
Yes.
so that's the good news. Sheila, we've got 2 minutes left. Please close that. Great to have you back. We'll bring you back towards the end of April. See what those 10 days of the Paladroma are. We'll be in the middle of the storm, I believe, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, get ready for Passover on the 23rd, which begins the sundown the night before, and then unleavened bread, and then first fruits. And first fruits is just all the blessings you've received, give of your first fruits. And so, what that means is, if you had 10 cattle last year and this year you have 20, your first fruits are the 20 that you had addition to last year. And it's a different process than anything that we were ever taught. But I love that all roads lead to Rome. It was so nice of you to pull that up, because I didn't have a subtitle till the day it was supposed to be released. And he had always, like in book four, he gave that to me on a Palm Sunday. I had spoken at an event, and I went back to the hotel and I said, "Why do you want me to do a book four? I'd have to have a really good subtitle, blah, 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 blah." And he gave me the subtitle. I was like, "Now that's interesting. I'll write about that, you know." But in book five, it was so fascinating of what we were living in with all the symbols, people learning the symbols and then not realizing the deeper meaning of the symbols. I just had so much fun with that with God. So I did that. When here we are due to reduce it, I said, "So I don't even know what to call this." And he said, "Well, that's all you've been writing about." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "All roads lead to Rome. It all goes back to the New World Order, Roman Empire, Holy Roman Catholic Church.
And
They
they're
were
going,
one in the beginning."
in the end, they're going to lose Sheila. Thank you
Yep.
very much. God bless you. Love you. I'll see you soon. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.